Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
You old, she's pregnant. You have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Welcome, everybody. I have fake energy.
Apparently.
Welcome to Mamas and Merlot.
She writes jingles now. That's how long you guys have been away.
I write jingles and I sing,
know things.
Apparently, yes. I write jingles and I know things. But welcome to Mamas and Merlot, friends. My name is Vanessa, and with me is Christy.
Hola.
And our friend Missy is
Hi.
Back because our other friend Stephanie is at The Lion King. Lucky bitch. I love that show. So good.
It's being all cultural and shit.
Yeah. What's that about? She could be here.
Have you guys seen her
culture on here. I've seen it.
Have you seen it? I've seen the Lion King show at Animal Kingdom. No.
No, it's not the same.
No, we're talking about two things.
No, Nary.
I know the soundtrack. Like, I know the whole, like, book, because that's what you do. You, like, just listen to random shit that you've never seen before.
Nary got me tickets, I think, for... I want to say my first Mother's Day after Sophie was born. So he got me tickets to go to the show. It was wonderful. Highly recommend. 5 out of 5 would recommend.
5 out of 5. It was really pretty. It's like...
It's really cool.
Yeah. It's like a... I think Nathan might like it. So next time you should try and get him tickets. It's hit or miss. Depends. Well, that's what I'm saying. I might like... Or play the lottery and then just... I don't know. Well, no, the reason I say hit or miss is because, like, when we went to Animal Kingdom, like, he loves the Nemo show. May I have some wine? Yes, yes, yes. You want stemmed or no stemmed? No stem. Danger, danger. Thank you. So, like, he loves the Animal Kingdom Nemo show, but
that show is so peaceful.
But the,
especially
yeah.
when you've had a weed gummy.
But the Animal Kingdom Lion King show, he hates.
Really?
It's like, he covers his ears. It's just... Too much everything.
That show's a lot crammed into like 20 minutes. The Lion King, the Broadway show, is a show. Like, there's talking bits and there's singing bits, and it's not as like in your face. Yeah. But they do come down the aisle.
Yeah, I think like you might be fine for it, but yeah,
maybe next year when he's a little bit older.
We'll give it a try again. But like the Broadway show, yeah, maybe.
All right, guys. So let's do today's a special episode because we feel like we don't have a lot to talk about. Let's real quick, because we need to mention it. If we post this without mentioning it, we're dumb. So Kim Kardashian and Kanye West had their fourth baby via surrogate.
Mm-hmm.
And they just released the name of the baby today.
I'm shaking my head.
And the baby's name, it's a little boy. His name is Sam West.
Yep. The P is silent.
The P is silent. So it's Psalm, like the book of Psalms from the Bible, just in case you're not familiar. That is the baby's name.
I went to church once.
I went to church once, so I'm going to name my baby Psalm.
Well, he has, I'm telling you right now, they've talked about it. It's going to happen. The Chicago St. North Church is going to happen. North
Chicago St. Psalm.
I think Psalms is going to be
Church of like, Kanye.
I think the Psalm part is just going to be in every.
I'm just getting mad.
But like, I feel that it's going to be like they've named their kids. They're leading up to the title. Like, this is all up. Like the next and who and or they're, the next album, Kanye's next album is going to be like Psalm 4.
The Psalm of Kanye.
The Psalm of Kanye. Because it was St. Pablo. He's from Chicago. Northwest was just a joke.
The Northwest area of Chicago.
No puedo.
I can't have no words. Like, Saint was not a name. Like, that's not a name. That's a title. It's not a name. But now,
I mean, I can rant so hard on this shit because it's like, this is a family where, I'm sorry, Kanye is super irresponsible with his mental health, refuses to be on medication. Mm-hmm. So because he feels like it hurts his artistry, which I understand to a certain extent, but also like, be responsible about your health. And so I think they're operating on a different channel. And
clearly
it makes sense to them and their little world, and they're so popular that it's annoying that they could literally have named the kid Poop West and everybody would have been eating mm-hmm. it up the same way. So that's my anti-Kardashian rant and out.
And out.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about our wine, and then we're going to talk about today's super fun episode. Today, if you want to drink along with us, we are drinking The Collection. It's a red wine blend.
Yeah, I found it at Target, where you find all good things.
Target.
And I don't know if this is a Target wine like California Roots, or because I've never seen it there before. They just had like, and it was in the front, like a big display that they had set up. This and Robert Maldavi. Like, it was those two. Like, usually where the California Roots wine is, that's where this was now in the front of the store. And it's a very pretty bottle. And they have the full spectrum. They've got whites. They've got cab. They had everything. I picked the red blend because that's like usually a
like, safe bet.
Yeah, safe bet. But, you know, I just opened it up a little while ago. I let it breathe. And I can pretend to be a wine expert. It is not a strong taste at all. It does not have an aftertaste. You know, so far so good. It's got legs. I think that's what you call it.
You think when the lines come down the side?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the legs.
You think after like as long as we've been doing this?
Yeah, we've been at this for like 2 years already.
Yeah, but longer. I like it. This is actually like decent.
It is 3.4 out of 5 stars on Vivino. So.
It was like $8.99?
Yeah, average price on Vivino is $9.99. Yeah. It's bold. It's tannic. It's dry and it is acidic. So cool.
According yeah, I love
to,
it.
According to Vivino.
Can I
it says similar to Apothic Red, so
that's why I like it.
I know, but
do I still have Vivino on my phone?
I don't know. I love Vivino.
Well, this is a good wine night because
yeah,
we decided
yes, Missy, yes,
that we should watch a movie a la Mystery Woobro.
Right. If you're familiar with any of the other podcasts on our network, Woobro, Shiver, and Geekmore, when Geekmore does The Rot or Not, we watch movies and we talk about them.
Yeah. So you can pull up some of those episodes if you want to watch and drink and watch with them. But tonight, we are going to drink wine and watch Wine Country.
Yes, it's a new movie on Netflix. So it's not like Rot or Not, where the boys watch, well, we watch bad movies. It's not a bad movie. And it's a wine movie. So it fits in with us. With
yeah, and we have all actually, like, seen it.
Right.
So we can, so we're not going to be
we don't have
missing
to be
anything.
Paying attention.
Yeah.
And
we can talk to each other.
What I love about it is that besides the cast and the writing and the fact that Amy Poehler directed it, it's loosely based on an actual trip that they took. So now that...
So besides the cast and the writing and, you know, the entire fucking movie, I like it for other reasons.
Yeah, because I feel like it's cool that they just hung out and they had such a good weekend.
Well, that's what I told
that
you.
That they have, like, the capital, like, the artistic capital and the actual capital to be like, we should turn this into a movie. And they... Could you imagine if we had that kind of fucking money?
Yeah.
I mean...
We could make a movie about our supercar adventure.
We could make a movie about that. I feel like we could bring Road Rules back.
Oh, my God, we totally could.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I don't... Wait, do we all have to travel around in an RV together?
But no, we totally should.
There will be death.
Not with the husbands. No, boys.
Oh, they're not involved. Okay, then we're good.
No. We have to have them involved because they're going to do all the stupid shit and we're going to hang out and have fun.
Oh, we have to survive to tell the tale.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously. I have to edit the video and put it on YouTube. I got to pee already, so I'll
all be right, we'll wait for you to go to the bathroom. While we do that, I'm going to talk about, while we wait for Missy to come back from the bathroom, I just want to share. If you do listen to WooBro, you will have heard the story, but I need to share it with my mama friends.
If not.
Oh, guys, so happy belated Mother's Day, because it just passed, today's Friday. So this Sunday that just happened was Mother's Day. So
was it?
Yeah.
It feels so long ago already.
I know. This week has felt eternal. But happy belated Mother's Day, Christy and Stephanie.
Thank you. I did a hell of a lot of nothing and it was amazing.
Yeah, I wanted to do that. And I did for the most part in the morning. But then I decided, I was like, you know what? My kids are being really good. They're not bothering each other. They're not bothering me. I'm going to go lay down in my bed for like 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes. Charge my phone in silence, like in my dark bedroom while they watch a movie, and it'll be fine. Cool.
Famous last right words.
So I'm laying down, and then my brother was coming over because it's Game of Thrones Sunday, and that's has been our little thing this season. He comes over and we watch together on Sunday. So he came over, and that's when I came out of my room. And then I start like talking to my brother, and I'm looking on the floor, and I see some hair on the floor, and I'm like, okay, well, my dog's shed, but this doesn't look like dog hair. It's like too long, and like the clump is like too thin. It was, I'm like, that's not dog hair. And I look at it and I'm like, that is Sophia hair. That is my 7-year-old daughter's hair. So I look at Sophie and I go, Sophie, did you cut your hair? And she was like, across the room from me. I go, did you cut your own hair? And she goes, no, mommy. And I go, listen, I know you're lying because I can see your hair on the floor. Did you cut your own hair? And she goes, well, okay. She goes, yeah, I cut it a little bit. And I go, yeah, I can see because I was starting to like focus on the top of her head. And I could see some little hair sticking up. And I'm like, okay, I see where she cut her hair. And I go, all right, come here. Let me take a look. When I say my daughter.
You know how people get bangs? And then they cut their hair and they're like, oh, man, I shouldn't have gotten bangs. This didn't happen with Sophie. Sophie was like, yeah, I botched my head. It looks awesome.
Sophie had hair down to her butt. Like, her hair was all the way from her head down to her butt.
The butt.
And my child took a big chunk of her hair and cut it all the way down to her scalp. Because she wanted short hair, like shaved on the side, like a la Gwen Stacy in the new Spider-Man, the Spider-Verse movie. So she ended up giving herself a mullet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a very, very 80s mullet because she has a lot of volume in her hair. So the short hairs would not stay down no matter what I did. They like to be floofy and puffy. And that was a wonderful way to end my Mother's Day.
That happened on Mother's Day?
That happened on Mother's Day at 6 o'clock in the afternoon on Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it was a longer time than that.
Yeah, I've been suffering for a while.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
But you fixed it, so.
We fixed it. I took her to a salon on Thursday, and they did. She got like her little half-shaved, like side-cut look. And she cut off 12 inches of her hair and she donated it to Wigs for Kids. So I'm very proud of her for donating her hair. But I could have done without the grays that she gave me. So
I was proud of her donating her hair, too. I thought it was cute, but I was also half asleep, so I couldn't really fully engage the moment. And I feel bad about it because she looks so cute holding the stuff that she donated. But again, it was like a 3-hour tour nap. That was fantastic. No regrets.
Oh, I'm so jealous of your nap.
I'm sorry.
I miss napping.
Napping is wonderful.
You guys should really get into it.
Yeah.
All right, we ready?
I just can't nap alone anymore.
All right, guys. Why can't you nap alone?
I told her the other day.
To be with me.
I told her the other day, I go, just get to your house. I was talking to her on her way home. She parked and she's like, now I have to go in. And I'm like, okay, just walk in and go straight to your room. Close the door. Don't say anything to anybody.
Yeah, just pretend like you're not there.
And she's like, I can't do that. I'm like, not with that attitude. Yes, you can. Yes, we motherfucking can. All right. So Wine Country is on Netflix.
Yes.
And I'm pulling it up now. And I'll tell you when I'm going to hit play. I'm going to hit play in 3, 2, 1. And it's about an hour and 45 minutes long.
Dun, dun.
And it says crude sexual content, language, and sub drug material. So, like, put the kids to bed.
Yeah.
Give them sexual their melatonin. Content.
A little bit of sexual content. You know, content.
Not that much.
But they still have to put it in the thing.
People smash.
Okay, guys, let's not spoil the movie.
A paper kite production. That's a cool production.
I agree. Well, what we were talking about before we went to the bathroom, like, I mentioned it to you when we were first watching the movie. It's so cool. Like, these group of women, like Adam Sandler and all his friends, like, that these groups of people can... They get to, like, not only, like, they get to work together.
Yeah.
And they're best friends. Like, I mean, it's, like, kind of what we do with the podcast, but on a much larger scale.
Well, no. Well, they started. They start like that.
Well, yeah, they started like
us. It's a community. The first thing they tell you that you need to do when you...
Guys, we're on our way to making our own made-for-Netflix movies.
I'm down as fuck. I'm still on the road rules thing, but we can do the movies, too.
But I love that. I love that they, like, came up together... And they, like, bring each other in on their projects. And now that they're, like, we want to make our own movie of whatever, something that happened to us.
I just want to say right now that one thing that did stand out to me when I was watching this movie is that Amy Poehler's vacation planning tendencies.
She's Leslie Knope.
I know somebody that's like
She's more than Leslie Knope. She's Clipboard Christie.
She's Clipboard Christie.
Hey, I'm okay with that.
Fuck.
I totally understand her.
I connected with Maya Rudolph a lot in this movie. I worship
at the church of this cast. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, if there was something missing, which there isn't, but if there was, it would be Melissa McCarthy.
But Jeff pointed out.
Yeah. The one character that's
Paula Bell's character. Yeah.
Yeah. And which the fact that Paula Bell, it cracks me up. That she is, if you're watching this, there is an act, like the main cast is SNL. Mm-hmm. So it's basically a bunch of SNL alums. And then there's two.
Do you see how many drinks she has? She has a water bottle, a Rockstar, a cup of coffee.
Okay, sometimes you don't know what you want to drink.
A Gatorade, a Starbucks, and a Coke Zero.
She's a neurotic writer. Leave her alone.
Listen, I can relate to that moment because the other day I was like, I wonder why I go to the bathroom so much and pee.
Oh, no, that's water. It's Extreme H2O.
And I had, the other lady had the other stuff.
She's the one that had all those. She had five drinks.
I had coffee. I had a water bottle. I had my tea from Panera. And I'm like, I wonder. And I was like, that's why you pee all the time, bitch. It's because you don't know what you want to drink. So you drink everything.
Yeah. But like these, the entire cast, there's two of the actresses, which you would think, I want to say lesser known because they're writers. They're not SNL, like they weren't on the main cast, but I did Google it and they did appear as some cast members because Paula Bell was on the cast. Like she did apparently do some of the sketches, but she
was a writer for a longer time.
She was a writer for a longer time. And the funny part about it is that she was also on Parks and Rec and she plays Ron's mom, which unfreaking recognizable.
Seriously, you said that to me and I was like, oh my God.
I died because I was like, you know, because really watching this movie, she is a standout character. Like, and that's,
I love how they style her hair.
Yeah, but how impressive is it that you stand out amongst in a cast all of these women? Women. Like, because you expect Amy Poehler and Tina Fey and Anna Gasteyer, and like, you expect that, but you don't expect that from, you know, the, I guess, supporting friends. Right. And she just, I love her so much in this. Well, like, actually, I love everybody in this.
Yeah. No, I don't feel like there's not one weak character in this movie.
No.
Well, maybe Devin.
Nope, but he does his point. He does his
he
job.
He does. No, he does.
And I love that actor. And you'll meet him soon enough.
But wait, so like we totally missed that conversation that they were having. Were they all on the phone together?
It implies that there was several group chat,
group phone conversations.
They're like our group chat. We fucking do.
But
I counted the other day. I have. I'm not even shitting you. I have like 19 threads going.
Yeah,
and I have a bunch. And then I was like, I wonder why I feel overstimulated and like overwhelmed. What could it possibly be?
Okay, so, FYI, that Florida just passed. The no texting and driving law that's now a primary offense. So that means that they don't have to stop you for anything else. So from
it's
the
about
next
damn time.
Yeah, in July they it's gonna be a warning and then
and want her cell phone yeah, case.
And then in January it's gonna become like citation, like for real. And as I was driving over here to record, I grabbed my phone and I put it down next to me because usually I'll have it
mounted,
and I was like, okay, no, I'm gonna put it down so that I don't even look at it to see, you know, because I need to get more used to just
not looking at it
because I'm not tempted to text or at a stop sign, and you can still, when not mobile, you are allowed to text, because I read the whole details of this law.
Yeah, because you have to, because you're a psycho that likes to text and drive on the highway.
I don't text and drive. I'm more the, like Facebook and drive than anything else, which is even weirder.
Oh, my God. It's kind of worse. Well, she's the one that told the group. She's like, hey, guys, you'll get a warning from June to December, and then in January it becomes a citation. And I go, yeah, and you'll care January 1st.
No, but I started, so I put my phone down. And I kid you not, in the like 10-minute drive, if not even less time, it was just bing, 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 bing.
Wait,
bing.
So I have a question. Have you either of you been to Wine Country?
Yes. No, I need to.
I want to.
I've been to Napa.
Is it expensive?
Yes.
Yes.
God damn it.
Very.
It is super. Well, I mean, California is expensive in general, but we stayed in San Francisco, which is expensive. And then Napa, it's like up, like going into the mountains, so it's,
but how far away from, like, if I wanted to fly,
it's like a 45 minute drive, it's not that bad.
So I would have to fly into San Francisco and then drive to Wine Country. Gotcha.
But it's totally worth it because you drive over the Golden Gate Bridge.
I love that.
And it's beautiful. And then you go to, if I'm not mistaken, it's Sonoma
around there.
Is it Sonoma?
Oh my God,
there's like a little town.
If Christy was allowed,
oh my God, she would totally do this.
Passive aggressively give her shit about being.
No, we aggressively aggressive give her shit.
She would totally fucking do this.
Okay, the best part about this. Okay, let me explain something to you. So in the movie, we're at the part where
I want a pizza brunch. Go ahead.
Yeah, where Amy Poehler's character has given out the itinerary for the weekend that she made folders of like pictures.
It looks like a folder you get from a travel agency and they're planning your cruise.
I'm shaking my head.
And in the back of it, there's like a map of the area, if you didn't catch that part.
Yeah, I see it.
And I kid you not, you guys have seen my like minimal planning. Because
her minimal planning list, that's like a 2-page long Excel spreadsheet.
Every time
that's like quote unquote living document, according to Christy.
I wanted you to know that I was casually sipping my drink before we started talking about Clipboard Christy. Now I'm actively like because I don't understand.
Well, the best
the
part,
ghost of Amelia Earhart.
No, is Tina Fey being
a
butch Airbnb owner.
She's like freaking Ron Swanson right now.
She is, and she's a Tammy. Ron,
she's a Tammy. I picked up on that a little
me
bit.
Me too.
Guys, this is Tammy. She's the owner of the place. I'm Abby. I'm the one that's been emailing you.
A lot of emails.
She could have just been like, I'm Christy. I'm the one that's been emailing you.
Correct. Uh-huh. Yeah, I got that.
100. This morning, we decided that we were hanging out to podcast. It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
9:45,
I haven't even had my coffee yet.
Me either.
And Christy's like, are we having dinner? And I'm like, it's 9:45 in the morning.
I still have eye boogers, Brown. Give me a break.
And I was actively eating my own breakfast at the time. So as I was eating, I was already planning my dinner.
But let me live.
I was still trying to figure out if I wanted eggs or cinnamon toast crunch. And you're like, are we going to have dinner? I'm like, I don't know what I'm having for breakfast. Stop.
I like.
By the way, I had cinnamon toast crunch. It was delicious.
I will tell you that.
I had IKEA breakfast.
I went to... So fun fact respect. That
man, you should have called me. I would have totally met you there. Today's my work at home day.
Next time. Next Friday we can have IKEA breakfast.
So fun fact that today after I picked up Nathan from school, we went to Target and I picked up because they have in the dollar spot, they had clipboards.
Of course you did.
But it's like advanced clipboarding because it's a clipboard that opens up. So you can store papers and stuff.
Why do you need paper in your clipboard?
But so you can put your pens and your markers and your highlighters.
Outside of, right. But if you're not a wedding planner or like a funeral planner.
Like an event coordinator.
Why do you need that?
Because I can put our for vacation. My Excel sheet.
And so she can have fun on vacation. She can have organized family
so
fun.
So I can have like the to-do list and stuff like that on the top of the clipboard. But inside the clipboard, I can have like the hotel confirmation.
Guys, I love this house.
Or like brochures for stuff that we're going to go see or confirmations for passes.
This is a water pump, right?
Do you notice a water pump doesn't have any water coming out
of
it?
It's a faucet. Well, yeah, no, because you have to pump it.
That's the thing about a water pump.
No, but
pump
she says, it. I cannot turn it off. I assumed it was, like, working.
No, you have to pump it. Like, she can't shut off the water from coming out. But right now, it's in the closed position because they're not pumping the water. God, this house is fucking spectacular.
Bro, Tina Fey, you know when I was watching this movie, I was thinking of her role in Sisters, and she plays a complete opposite person than this lady.
Mm-hmm.
She's like so Tina fucking Faye's talented, awesome. Man.
I feel like Leslie Knope always plays
Can
Leslie
Knope.
Can they
do like a writing workshop? Because I would love to go to that. I would sell my car to go to that.
I wouldn't be surprised if they do them.
Facts.
Love that. Love that.
Facts that are factual.
But now, let me point out that this is literally, like, we're talking, so this is a $12,000, like, weekend rental.
Did you look it up?
No, but I have looked up house rentals in Napa.
Well, I did go to the Malibu Wine Safari in California, and it looked very similar, and I did not spend $12,000.
You didn't stay there, though.
Yeah, but you didn't rent out the entire house.
Well, because this house is on a vineyard, like yeah. they own she own, the house.
Well, fine. Hold on, let me look it up.
Which, by the way, this is I've done this and I have put it because I had Jeff watch this too, and this is now part of my conversations now, like things we say now.
Yeah. Say now.
Instead of that's what she said, it's things we say now, and I've caught myself doing it too. It's great.
I'm still stuck on Title Your Sex Tape, but that's because you know I'm a 6-year-old little girl inside.
No, but like I was saying something about I had to ice, you know, I had to put ice on my, I had to put ice on my butt because I fell and like I feel like I fractured my coccyx.
Things we say now.
And things we say now. It's like, because literally that is the best statement for our age group right now.
It is.
Like, yeah, it's no longer. That's what she said. It's things we say now because.
Guys,
yeah.
I can't eat spicy foods after a certain time. Things we say now.
Like, I know that I have to take my Prilosec before I drink wine because I'm going to get heartburn.
Things we say now.
Why?
This house is $700 a night. That's it's like on a vineyard.
What house?
On
Does it have that view?
No. That's why it's $700.
You can get married there. Like, that is yeah, a
I would
marriage.
Totally
like,
get married. That, what is that? Like a pergola?
That would be a cute little wedding
pergola?
Ceremony,
pergola?
Vanessa.
A pergola. It would be.
We would all go to wine country and you guys get married and then he doesn't drink. He doesn't
the
drink,
rest of us
but
do.
But the rest of us get schmammered.
Schmammered. Fucking Brian.
What? Yeah, and this, let me tell you, granted, while they do get to this a little bit, why is it that it is the assumption that a group of women together drinking or on vacation together, something like that, it's expected that we are going to kill each other before the weekend
because
is over.
It happens
because it happens all the time and we like just get on each other's nerves but we don't want to fight so we swallow it until
correct.
We get to the point
correct.
Where we can't anymore and then it becomes a fight
correct.
And then but then we fall in love with each other all
correct.
Over again so
what she said
because
I just wrote my movie.
I feel that there's a level of drinking.
Well, obviously.
No, like, but I feel that it's like the up and down of like of a night of alcohol. Like you start all happy and fine, whatever. Then you drink.
Yeah, but it all depends on the people that you vacation with too. Yeah. Like not every, you know how you're not meant to live with everyone that you love? Like you're not meant to vacation with your with,
this is very
with
true.
Your friends. There are certain friends that like if you go on vacation with them, you know what to expect. I'm that bitch that's like I'll go with the flow and that works against me because I'm friends with a lot of planners and it makes me crazy sometimes, but that's what it is.
BFF. I feel like we would get nothing done on vacation.
That's the point of a vacation.
I know. I agree.
I'm supposed to enjoy. I'm supposed to lay out so long that I lose feeling in my ass.
Yes. That's
a successful vacation.
Me too.
Chrissy once does a list of to-do things that we have to do.
Chrissy's schedule. Chrissy's
every time she checks them off, she's like, like she just.
Well, I don't really have glucies. A list of things to do. Uh-huh. It's really a list of things to bring.
No, no, no.
Like, I'm more of a, I have to bring these things. Jeff is the, we have to do things. Because Jeff drives me
nuts.
Well,
then I guess then you and Jeff are like a combination of Amy Poehler's character in
like,
this thing.
Like, I don't do itineraries for the days. Jeff does. Like, Jeff, I've always said, like, I go to Disney.
Oh, here we go. Sorry. $2,400 a night.
There we go. That sounds more like it. Like, we'll go.
That also does not seem terribly expensive for this house.
For this house. Like, me and, we'll go to Disney and, like, Jeff will always say, oh, no, I'm fine. I have no rush. I have nothing that I need to do. But yet the whole time we're at the park.
I love this. Feedback.
He's like, I need to go. We need to go. We need to
do this. I love that song.
Feedback.
Their harmonies are great.
Oh, my God. I love this. This isn't enough.
The popcorn.
The popcorn.
Lavender popping corn. Not enough.
Yeah.
Because it's like five popcorns. And the popcorn is also purple. Enjoy. I want to see Battle Family Wines, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's Google. Battle Family Wines.
That's so fucking obnoxious.
It seriously. Is.
Like, why can't she type? Like, it drives me nuts the whole movie. But you know what I found funny about, that what I liked, and I think I told you this, in this movie, what I really liked is that in the beginning of the movie, mm-hmm. when they're all talking about the trip, there's no drawn out introductory period.
Right, you're like, just like thrown into this group of friends.
Yeah, you're just thrown in there. Whether they're married, whether they're divorced, whether they're what'd you look up?
The wine that they're drinking
is
one. Oh no, not add to cart. No, 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 no.
Wait, what's it called?
Battle
Family Vineyards. One bottle of the 2014 Cabernet Sauvignon
is
$125.
That's not outrageous
for one bottle, not a case. One bottle.
I know, but imagine how fucking good that wine is.
No, I know. I had, when we went to Napa, we went to
Wait, what's it called? I want to save it on my Vivino.
Battle Family Vineyards. When we went to Napa, Neri took me to the vineyard, the Duckhorn Vineyard.
Uh-huh.
The winery. And I did a wine tasting there. And my favorite bottle was, I think, $175, the one that I tasted. And I'm like, this is incredible. So,
well, look, me and Jeff.
Oh my God,
Mary Vaginismus was amazing.
Dildo the claws.
Like, me and Jeff for Valentine's Day this year, like for our birthdays. Our birthdays are in February, so we started in January. We gifted each other a membership to the Knocking Point Wine of the Month Club.
Mm-hmm.
So every month we get two bottles of wine. One red and one white that arrives at the house, and we pay $50 a month. So these are like $25 bottles of wine that we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like talking about it. We're like, we taste the difference.
Yeah.
Like they're so strong.
Yeah.
Like we have eight glass of wine.
Oh my God, we're missing. Hold on. Vaginismus. The scene is amazing.
Yeah, Vaginismus is amazing.
This is real. By the way, this happens on their trip. She went and got luxury
vibrators
sex toys
for everyone. And I love that they're each like based on each other's personalities.
I may or may not have jumped on Hustler to see what the price range on these things, and they're fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, sex toys are ridiculously expensive.
They are.
I know. I used to go to a lot of passion parties.
Me too. They were so much fun.
We went to.
I spent a lot of money at passion
parties. Me and Vanessa were at one, but she doesn't remember me being there. But I was
also
there.
Don't remember going to cheer camp, so.
But what I'm talking about actually happened.
I know.
Not like this lying.
But I love that the last vibrator vibrated to the tune of Happy Birthday. That's amazing.
Like, I feel like thinking like that Anna Gasteyer's character, like, she's loaded, so she may pick up some of the tabs. Like, they seem to all be, like, successful enough that maybe a $100-something bottle of wine is...
Especially if they're splitting it.
Yeah.
But there's six of them, and one bottle is generally enough for three of us. So...
But also, I'm telling you, we had the wine of the month that we get, mm-hmm. like, we'll open up a bottle and we won't drink it in one night. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll actually, like, have a glass of wine because it is strong.
Yeah.
Like, I can take down this whole bottle and not even think about it. But when we have...
Because you took your pride a second.
Yeah. Well, yes. Things we say now. I want to know how she does that, by the way.
I'm pretty sure there's like a knife or something under the napkin.
Oh, you're so fucking funny. That's how I
get the
ladies. I do a lot of napkin tricks. Wait. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
What? I have to
do this. I'm an artist, so.
So you're an asshole.
Hey!
She's an asshole. She's an asshole,
not
but not because she's an
artist.
We don't
know that yet.
Oh,
well.
No? Well. Am I an asshole?
Are you an artist?
Are you an artist?
An artist is like writing too. It's like
just a different type of
art. It's a different
artist.
Type of art.
Writers
don't walk around saying, I'm an artist. No, they walk around saying, I'm a writer.
I mean.
And they actually anybody now, like there's some people that call themselves artists that are.
Oh, look, I'm an artist. Open.
That will kind of.
Oh, okay. So I bow down to the church.
Of Brené. Oh, yeah. Welcome.
Keisha. So I thought Brené Brown was a made up person for the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
No, bro. Brené Brown is a shit.
I still haven't Googled her.
Okay, I Googled her after this. I follow her on Instagram now, and I haven't yet watched the TED Talk.
The TED Talk is what made her popular.
Yeah, well, she talks about that, but I just watched the Netflix, which I don't know if it's just like perfect timing or was it always on Netflix?
No, it came on like a month ago.
Yeah, but like now it's like promoted on Netflix
because of your algorithm, not because of anything else.
Because your phone heard you.
Well, no, because
it told Netflix and would I Googled, show you.
Yeah, but she's on this, and she has a Netflix special, and I now bow at the church of
Brené
Brown.
Let me tell you something about Brené Brown. Brené Brown,
sing on it.
Brené Brown is a no bullshit. And she's a social researcher, right?
Okay.
So what it is that when she tells you things, it's not because...
I love how they're like all in her face.
Because that's what it's like being Brené Brown, I'm sure.
Yes, Brené.
So Brené Brown is like a no... Like if you're looking for a no bullshit pep talk... She's your girl because the stuff that she tells you, the advice that she gives you is like stuff that's based on research, not like fluffy, like the universe is on your side, which also is good, but I need the science. So anyways, now they're singing.
Is this burning
in my ears?
An eternal flame. God, I love the music. But
I love that the bartender,
she was like,
with
I'm
them.
In people, I'm in this. But, like, honestly...
Is that not the best fucking way to end a night?
And, like, wait. Not only did they just have probably a ridiculously expensive meal...
But they were, like,
they walked
we're hungry.
In with McDonald's.
Because they were hungry. Because it was not enough.
That's what you do.
But they had to walk. They had to walk really far. So they got hungry on the walk home and got McDonald's.
But, I honestly, like, Brené Brown's freaking Netflix special. Like, I was like, yes. Yes. I am here
yes,
for
Brené.
Everything.
Yes,
well,
yeah.
After after she saw this... She asked me, like, have you seen Brené Brown's special? I'm like, do you want my notes? Because I took notes.
Love Maya Rudolph's PJs.
And I was like, does she come here? Is she coming to speak? Because I need to like bow down in person.
I don't believe in microdosing. Like, just fucking pop the pill. Like, can you imagine if you microdose Viagra? You get like a half boner.
Kill me.
Probably could kill you.
She wants a yes and this. That's such an improv thing.
This is the best conversation.
Marina IUD. Way to make her feel like shit, guys. Just pop the Molly and have a good time.
Hey, you prudes.
Things we say now. Like, I don't want to take drugs, but I'll listen to a podcast about taking drugs.
And why is it? It was TED. Okay, so go look this up. When did TED Talks begin?
Oh, my God. Zachary Levi's in fucking MegaCon with Michael Rosenbaum. Mm-hmm. And we're not there. Why?
He's in Orlando. He is that close.
I love
Why
this.
Why are we going but to SuperCon again?
I'm not prepared to meet him yet.
Oh, I'm ready.
No.
I'm ready.
Q needs to work on me for a bit.
I'm ready.
And then I can meet Zachary Levi, because then that's my freebie.
I don't think he's going to fuck you, but I do definitely think he's going to hug you really, really well.
Thanks for being a dream crusher.
I don't think Jason Momoa is going to fuck me. I want him to hug me because I feel it's going to fix me as a woman.
That's why she got the cutout of Jason Momoa.
But see, this is why you're... Listen, you need to set... you have to put unrealistic goals, and that's where my unrealistic
goal is that I will be blessed with a Jason Momoa doppelganger. Jason Momoa himself will never
order from Wish.
So
the one I order from where?
From Wish.com.
Wish.com.
Is that a real website?
It's a knockoff like.
The one you order from AliExpress.
Like 2 months for the stuff to get here.
It
comes from China.
I mean, like,
the place where Christy orders pillows that are like doll sized pillows.
I need the Publix brand version.
Oh, you're going Publix brand? You didn't even go Walmart brand? Like, Publix brand is good.
I know. That's my unrealistic boobs. Standard.
That's the unrealistic.
Just boobs. But, so here's the
thing.
I
love this. I wished for Princess you, Ghost.
The doppelganger is what you need. I only am allowed the real Zachary Levi.
Because why are you setting such limits on yourself?
Because it's part of the list, Vanessa. I can't just go like banging random dudes. It's got to be like celebrity level, because that's how it makes the list. It's the exception list. Random lookalike guy doesn't make the list. Zachary Levi makes the list. Jeff could not tell me anything. So I just need to be like in better shape. Like, listen, I'm saving that for Sebastian Stan and Zachary Levi meetings. I need to be a little bit better so that I, you know, can be a whore.
Okay.
Yes.
This whole conversation is amazing.
But it's so much truth. I was about to say it's so much true. I'm like, I'm not that drunk to be speaking that way.
The best is that like
you don't have to drive
in the background, like the music that's playing, and then like if you look when they panned out, like Amy Poehler's like grooving in the background.
I think Maya Rudolph's the only one that has kids in this movie.
No. And well,
I love this.
Like the characters.
I would be your guitar tech BFFs.
Like the characters?
Always capture guitar.
Yeah, right?
But like the character or the real life people?
No, the character.
I think she has kids. because when her reception comes in at the restaurant, she says, oh, they went bowling, guys.
Oh, that's right.
So I feel she might have kids. And at one point she's talking to, like, that's what I mean. There's no backstory on these people because it's not about their lives. It's about their friendship. It's about
their weekend, yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that's amazing.
That pool is fantastic.
We're not there yet.
CPAP, I mean, I could, machine. But I refuse to get a CPAP.
You have to get like the one that I'm trying to get my father-in-law. That is just like the one that
it just goes in your nose,
and it's like this big.
That's what I want, but that one costs like a lot of money. Things we say now, and my HSA doesn't have that much money. Things we say now.
Wow, this is so sad. I know everything that you're talking about.
Yeah, right today now. I went to the dentist. She's like, we need to put antibiotics. I'm like, how many doses? She goes, 4. And I go, how much is each dose? She goes, $40. I was like, $160 for antibiotics? And then I was like, well, I don't want my teeth to fall down, so just go ahead, I'll take it. And then she's injecting me, and I'm going, how much do I have in my HSA? Am I going to have to use my debit card? Well, I got paid today, so it doesn't matter. And I was like, God damn it. I need to fucking smoke or do something right now. This is so sad.
Dude, I told you. I thought
Maya Rudolph just threw pills at her face.
Like, well, yeah, they're bound to, like, if you're not coherent enough to actually, like, make it in, just roll the dice.
Throw them at your face, and hopefully some land in your mouth.
Well, yeah. I told you, I was that the other day when we took Nathan to the doctor, and like we had met our deductible. I was so excited
for houses.
I was so excited that we met our deductible.
Yeah, I know.
So is already?
Yeah. Damn. Which is also sad. Yeah. But I had that conversation with the tech at the hospital.
You have a fucking HMO for the rest of the year.
Yeah, so like we met our deductible for Nathan, so his Evan. EEG didn't cost a
Devin, it's not Evan.
Devin.
That's squid on
Oh my God, that's so disgusting.
I love Jason Schwartz.
I hate paella. And but I love him so much. And this movie just solidified it even more.
I feel
more.
Like it should have been Ben Wyatt.
I feel it should have. Like
should have what?
It should have been Ben.
It should have been.
That would have been funny.
It should have been.
Maybe he was busy and that's why they had the photocopy of him.
Yeah. Devin. He comes with the house.
Gross.
Well, he's probably filming Big Little Lies.
He could take a break. It's not that big a role.
But
he could have. With the amount of scenes that he's in, he could have been there for a couple of days and that's it.
Yeah, and I'm sure they film like down the street from each other. Okay, like he could have done both.
It's really Santa Monica. He's just like massaging that gross ass squid.
And it was more than 5 seconds, so like 5 second rule doesn't count. Wants to be flavored, and it's actually a more traditional seafood protein to put in paella. Did you put that on ice cream? Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. If there's anything that you need, let me know. Anything at all. Because as always,
it's an amazing day in my country. No, it's not. God, I love him so much, though. I love him so much.
Things we say now. He comes with the house.
I do love this movie. I hope you people are watching with us because if not, we're just
seriously
laughing.
We're just laughing at nothing. Do we push the button?
But that is a confusing ass.
Seriously, like
coffee maker.
I feel like it's two different machines.
Be like Game of Thrones and just get Starbucks.
Seriously. I'm going to push the button. Tell Devin to make the damn coffee.
He comes with a house.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like a hot water source.
the other day I was trying to think of the name for utensil, and I couldn't think of the word utensil. So I asked my brother, I go, do we need
a thingamabob?
Food. I said food instruments.
I love that.
It worked. He knew what I was talking about.
Of course.
He comes to the house.
Oh my God. Oh, terrifying. Okay, Christy.
Oh my God. I think, if I'm not all the cups say
Tammy.
Say Tammy.
Yeah, the mug that Leslie was just holding.
It says Tammy.
That looks like a Mary Poppins bag.
But Mary Poppins bag is cool.
That is a serious sage stick. Mm-hmm. And I have sage at my house. And it's like a third of that stick.
Oh my God, I can't wait to sage my room.
Every time I sage the house, Nathan just goes, Mommy, that smells.
I can't do stuff that smells weird around Sophie because she'll start gagging.
But he just looks at me, and I go on top of him, and I'll just sage him.
Actually, I'm gonna sage the whole house.
Mm-hmm. You should. Make sure you open a window.
Mm-hmm. Good call, clipboard Christy.
Well, because everybody like sages all the time, and they have all their doors closed. I'm like, where do you think the bad juju's going? It's just staying.
It needs
there.
To get out.
To get out.
I have a whole
stage like procedure. I start from the back to the front, you know.
You have to. Yeah. Push it all out.
Don't ever be blonde. Please don't be blonde.
I used to be blonde. I used
don't
to
be blonde again.
I won't. I know that it does not look good on me.
I did.
Brunettes are way prettier than blondes. Agreed. Fight me. That's for you, Stephanie.
When I say I like her hair, I mean like her hairstyle.
She just mentioned tattoo. I was at the dentist again, bringing it back because I'm that pissed about it. And they're doing cleaning. And I have like a really sensitive mouth, so it fucking hurts. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there getting fucking maimed. And I'm like, my tattoo hurt less than this. And it was cheaper too.
And it's actually something you wanted to happen.
And I wanted it to happen.
This is so uncomfortable.
The whole like moments is just.
But I would so totally do this.
No,
tarot card reading.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to.
No.
But I don't like. How do you know it's a real one and not like? There's not tarot card readers on Yelp.
I'm sure there are.
There probably is. I had a tarot reading.
They have
reading.
No reviews, so no. It could have been making being. Tarot card readers.
I went to one in Cocoa Beach, and she was great. Like, she sits with you for like 45 minutes to an hour. It's like $200 to talk to her, but she sits with you for like an hour, and she goes like really
into. I was just thinking,
like,
maybe I'll go while you're getting your tattoo. Then I was like, $200. That's a dental cleaning. Things we say now.
No, I have my friends all went to this guy that they did. He did a bunch of readings, and it was pretty amazing. And I refused to go because I had a reading when I was like in my 20s, and never again.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't on the itinerary, so it has to get done.
Metamorphosis. But it can also mean death.
Why are they doing this?
Yeah, I would have done that too. I don't know which one would be me. We all know who Christy is. Who would be me?
I feel some negativity.
No.
And some stereotyping going on.
It's not stereotyping,
it's
real.
It's out of love. No, it's stereotyping, but it's not negative. It's out of love.
Granted, I'm a self-proclaimed Leslie Knope, so I'm totally understand where this is coming from.
Well, it's not like we've also been on vacation with you. So
yeah, we've experienced vacation.
It's not
Christy.
Like we're accusing you of a crime that you didn't commit.
I promise, I'm a lot more fun without my child.
Aren't we all?
Hashtag bring
things
back.
We say now.
Hashtag bring back 2011, Christy. She mentioned to us guys earlier that she's like, I wasn't always like this. In 2011, I was
2010.
Uh-huh. I was way more chill. So I started the fucking hashtag. Whenever she comments something on Facebook, I'm like, bring back 2011, Christy.
Alone. Yeah, by 2011, I got a little bit. That's when my anxiety started to kick in. But I think that's what it is, though. Like, again, things we say now, because by 2010, I didn't, like, my anxiety started kicking in at 2011. I can pinpoint when I started to have anxiety attacks.
Nice.
Fucking life sucks.
Mm-hmm. And then you die. Lovely. Lovely sentiment.
I didn't have anxiety as a, like, 20-something.
Me neither.
I know people that, like, have spent their entire life with it. And I, like, mine came in my 30s.
Thank you, children. Asses.
They
ruin everything. They really do. And welcome to Mamas and Below, a podcast about moms and their children.
I have like massive anxiety about anything, so $475 to tell me everything sucks. Mm-hmm. Fuck you.
Everything sucks and then you die.
Oh my god, Devin.
Oh, he hasn't even prepared the damn squid.
You want more wine?
I love that pool.
Right now. Hello?
That's what my brother did in his pool. He did the decking area so that he could put chairs in it.
It's lovely. Why would you want edible soap? Of all the things you could possibly make edible.
A little advice for today. If you or anyone around you starts a sentence with, can I just say something?
Oh boy.
Yep.
That would be better than mine. Thank you. Try the juice. It's got kind of a garbage flavor.
Seventy percent edible. That means 30% of it is not.
That can clean your asshole. Why would you put it in your mouth?
It's just in your head. It's because of the shape. Now, as you can see, it's quite spacious and does come with 4x4 off-road capability. So if you see
some. Oh, Devin.
Oh, Devin. 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 He would drive me fucking up the wall. I love him because it's a character, and I love this the actor. But I would fucking kill him.
Yeah, he would probably drive me crazy too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he would drive me crazy if anybody was like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, but she's probably still sleeping. That picture she took of you is gorgeous.
What picture?
Oh, it's on the shared photo site we have. You probably didn't accept the invite.
No, I didn't get one.
Hey, will you send me an invite? I'll accept.
Single is hard to come by out here.
Devin is the worst.
Rich and hearty have health levels of 10.
Kebzev.
Kebzev.
Shut up, Devin.
I love that. Ugh, I do not want to learn about wine on this trip. Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm here for.
But that's fucking annoying, though. Like, I will say this, that when I did the winery thing mm-hmm. in Malibu, they're like, can you take, and I'm like, just fucking pour it and let me walk around.
They didn't do that to me. They, in Duckhorn, because we went to two, and then in Duckhorn, they just brought me like a flight. They brought me all of my wines, and they left you alone? And they left me alone.
That's what I would love. I don't like, small talk is like, I would
but
rather.
But it was more like a restaurant
setting.
Get a
bikini wax than sit through small talk.
The Duckhorn one was more like a restaurant setting. Like, a waitress came out. She brought a menu. She's like, which tasting do you want to do? I said, I want to do this one. And she brought it out to me, and that was it.
Also, this song is awesome, but it automatically makes me want to watch Clueless.
Same. Same.
High five. Foot high five.
Now I wonder why.
Maya Rudolph is amazing. You know that Melissa McCarthy guest hosted on Ellen this week, and she had Maya Rudolph as a guest. And I don't know what happened. And she goes, Maya Rudolph, she goes, do you want me to hug you and sing you a song? And Melissa McCarthy goes, yes, please. And they start hugging, and she starts singing Drunk in Love, like with her Beyonce imitation. And I was like, yes, this is the perfect moment.
When the kids in America.
But yeah, fact.
That's so pretty.
Fact, Clueless.
Yeah.
Arteza.
So, okay, I know Arteza. This looks like a Nexima commercial. Wrong movie. Another Day. See?
Stop talking to me about wine.
Just shut up and pour the damn wine.
And I like how in the back he goes, fine, go to a wine store.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Panties. Moist. Does that word bother anybody?
No.
Okay. Because we're not weirdos.
I really no want Amy Poehler's like little purse phone thing.
Me too! Because
I would totally rock that at like parks.
I would rock that every day, all day, all the time.
Just, I'm okay with my case.
No, like I want that little case so I don't have to put it in my back pocket. I don't,
so
have,
I don't
to,
have to sit on it. I keep sitting on my phone.
And like, I don't have to invest in leggings with pockets because I've already invested on like
because
three.
I have a shit ton of leggings without pockets that I don't wear because I can't put my phone in my pocket.
Things We Say Now should be the title of the episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I already, it's already in the bank.
Put it on the notepad.
If you're watching, Amy Poehler is wearing like a thin strapped phone case. Like it literally
it's just like
is
a leather strap that is attached to her phone.
I want it.
Stupid.
I have been wanting one for a long time, and I can't find
it's
one
stupid.
Anywhere.
Stupid, don't do it. I'm going to judge you.
It's probably $300.
I'm going to judge you if you get it.
I don't care. Judge me.
Judge me.
This is equivalent of having a fanny pack.
They're
fanny
back.
Fanny packs are back. And it's not a fanny pack because it doesn't have a pocket.
So is crack. We're going to do that too?
I mean,
crack
if I back. Lose weight, I'm okay with it.
Oh, crack is back.
Crack is whack.
When did crack leave?
I may or may not have stood in front of my mirror and tried to do that dance. I can't figure it out.
The
I can't
floss.
Do
the floss. It's not
I can't
happen.
Do the floss.
Sophie tries. She tries to do the floss and she tries to do the other one with the arms where you go like.
Yeah, no, I don't have the coordination for any of these things.
Me neither.
Day drunk.
I like her jacket. Seriously, I'm obsessed with her.
Paula Bell.
There's some like she just has this
like
awesome
her
vibe.
Style, the way her hair is styled, her little kimono, like digging the whole look except for the shoes.
Except for her, like, works in the kitchen of a, like, the chef's shoes.
Mm-hmm. Clogs your back, man.
I don't think they're even clogs.
I'm looking for some clogs. Like
they're kind of clogs.
Like they, no, they have a
like
back
the
to them.
Like old school ones that make, like, that you're walking on wood. Like, I want to suffer.
I had those.
You have them or you had them?
Had.
I found my overalls.
Past tense.
Even if you have them, my feet they are gigantic
They wouldn't
and
fit
stupid.
Me now. I had them in, like, sixth grade.
I found my jean overalls.
Nice.
I was really excited
them.
About them. I wore them the other day at my house. I need an. I the thing is that they're like really wide leggy, so mm-hmm. they even didn't feel comfortable anymore because I'm so used to not.
Yeah.
So I decided that I need to buy a new either overalls or jumper.
That's me. Oh, this is so good. What's it called?
Wine. And I love how like they've split off into groups of two and they're just talking shit about each other.
That's what happens.
That never happens
ever.
I like that. It's like fucking Brian.
That's his name. His name is not Brian. His name is fucking Brian.
I really like her shirt, though.
The rainbow?
Yeah.
Me too. Also, you do a good job of planning. We make fun of you, but you're good at it.
I just need to relax.
It would be worse if you planned so much and you were bad at it. But you're not. You're good at it. That list is
That's
impressive.
Gorgeous.
It is. Chug-a-lug.
This poor guy. What is your soul age?
I feel like my soul age is like 22, 23.
I feel like I've been here before, so it's not. And it's going to be like...
Older?
Yeah.
You're an old soul.
I was thinking about this. You know how
I
you
love this song.
Bitches make me think about what I want to look for and when I'm dating somebody? I need somebody that can that loves to watch Netflix as much as they love to travel. That's
me?
Too I can't.
We can be fake lesbians.
With no sex?
That's what the boys are for. We can marry each other.
You're already married, ho!
Listen, I already have this arrangement with other people. I'm pretend married to, like, two other friends.
So you're just a little ho, aren't you?
Collecting wives.
She's a pretend ho. She's a collector of... Do you collect
porcelain?
Oh, my God,
this girl is just, like, too fucking much.
Do you
organic.
She's the worst.
Do you collect, like, Pokemon?
I collect wives like I collect Funkos.
Yeah. I can't believe SuperCon denied us, man. The fuck?
It didn't deny us.
Hey. No fucking clue what we're going to do. It's going to be a fucking shit show.
It is going to be a total shit
By
show.
By the way, for anybody that
if
is
you're
in
going
the
to
Miami
SuperCon,
area, we've been granted a panel at SuperCon this year, July 4th weekend in the beach. If you are at SuperCon Saturday night at 8:30, the mamas will be doing a panel, and God knows what type of a shit show that's going to be.
We should play games.
Because we're going to be day drinking the whole fucking day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So by 8:30,
yeah.
Who knows?
We will have wine.
They won't. I don't know if we're allowed.
We will have wine.
We will. An hour.
God damn it, Christy.
What?
What are we supposed to do for an hour?
How long have we
the
been
same
recording?
Thing that the Talking Geek did.
An hour.
We're just going to get up there. We're going to talk. There's going to be five cats in the room with us, and they'll laugh.
Who knows? Maybe a bunch of women will show up because Mom is a Merlot. I mean, our name is pretty catchy, if I do say so myself.
Listen, I say we just get up there, drink, and just talk about the day.
Cut to them walking in the vineyards.
Yep. Do not walk in the vineyards. Sure. Done.
Here, I'm walking in the vineyards. I like her necklace. I would work at a bookstore, like a crunchy bookstore in Portland or Seattle, summer rainy. Yeah, no, she's not Christy, not at all.
That was more of a me thing.
I know, but Christy would also too.
I would love to move to Portland.
Mm-hmm. I've looked
I know
into my friend
to Portland. I went once for work and I told Jeff, yep. I was like, I want to fucking move to Portland.
Yep.
I
think I would also be
Now You See Me is one of my favorite movies. Just gonna put that out there.
She loves us so much. But yeah, it's a little manic. There's scarecrows out here. Because if I see a scarecrow, I'm gonna fucking shit my pants. Remember when you shit your pants in here? Whenever I smell candles, I always have to poop.
This is true.
I got my bikini area lasered, and now I'm like, oh great, what's it gonna look like when I'm 70? I'm gonna be like a gray hair goatee.
Oh, you got too much off?
Yes! It's like pencil thin. I blew it. I mean, I'm gonna need that hair down there when
I don't know. It'd be cute little Colonel Sanders.
Maybe it's like a, you know, like a Dizzy Gillespie, like a.
Oh right, Eve.
I think
oh no, wait, I shouldn't have said that.
Fuck that
no,
guy.
No, Ted Nugent. Wine mud. Can I just say something?
Yes. It's insane.
Hi. This is an organic winery, so we can't have you walking in there.
Oh.
Yeah, I think we put up signs. Oops. Right there.
Oh. I'd punch that bitch.
Mm-hmm. Like, here's your wine mud.
I also feel she was on Parks.
Probably.
That wasn't passive. That was aggressive. I like that.
You don't know me. You don't know my shoes.
Bro, where have I seen this woman before?
I feel like she was probably from Eagleton.
I think she was. Well, she was in The Office.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Brian.
Fucking Brian. Yes.
Oh my god, this is so great. Hey. Speech is legendary. She is shmammered.
Wine diamonds.
She was in Forgetting Sarah Marshall and Neighbors.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Who was she in Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
She was somebody with Bill Hader.
Oh, yeah, the stepbrother's wife.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even real blood. I will...
From the whore. Oh, she's one of the writers of Wine Country.
Yeah, they wrote it together.
No, but I mean that girl, the organic chick.
Oh yeah.
Oh, she's a writer for Community too.
I never saw that show.
You should. It's great.
You really should.
Man, I have so much TV homework. It's actually starting to stress me out.
I'm surprised that none of her friends are recording her doing this.
That's because they're good friends, Vanessa.
No, it's because...
No, if they were good friends, they would record her doing it.
Like you recorded me dancing to Britney at AV?
We did not.
We did not.
You asked us not to, and we did not.
I swear to you. Let me tell you.
I was on stage with you.
I want to run for president just to find out if that's true or not.
Let me tell you.
I love her haircut. I wish I could rock it.
You can. You know how many times when I have my hair wet? Do you understand how many times when I have my hair wet and afterwards I'm like about to blow dry and I'm like, I really wanted to do that. And like she does it. Lucy Hale does it. Like Maya Mitchell. Like they all have that little like short and then like, I'm like, waves. I can do this to my hair. And then no.
It's just a up. Curling iron.
It doesn't work with my hair.
It takes practice.
I'm all about the shirts, though.
We know. You made our shirts for our Disney trip. We know.
It's on my blanket now.
But see, she has a higher budget than me because she was able to do color.
Oh, boy. I loved our shirts.
Me too.
Oh, no, I love our shirts. I just wish I wouldn't have done it on white. But even though white works for the heat, but...
Yeah.
I want to walk there. I don't know where that is, but I want to go there and live there.
And I wonder if that's the Castle Winery, because we went there.
I want to go someplace where there's a castle and just... Well, like, me and Jeff have been talking about it, because the winery there that we have a thing for, they're out of Washington, Walla Walla, Washington. Which, by the way, the fact that it's called Walla Walla makes me happy. They have a great harmony.
They do. They really do. I saw that face somewhere before. It was raining at Epcot. Missy's melting into the couch.
I'm fine. I'm totally cool.
I don't know if this is the castle, but we went to a winery that is a castle, and the owner of the castle brought all the bricks from Italy to build the castle in Napa.
How do you transport that shit? Like, you put it in your luggage?
It takes a lot of fucking money. But it was really cool because they take you on a tour of the castle and, like, you see a bunch of the different rooms and stuff, and then you go underneath where all the wine barrels are. And they have that little... Have you seen that tool, how they get the wine out of the barrels?
Yeah.
They give you wine directly from the barrel to
taste it. You should know that because you've watched enough Hallmark movies where they are wine people.
I don't know that because of Hallmark. I think you're overestimating how much like that I actually finish these movies. I start them. I don't always finish them.
Don't crush my dreams.
Okay.
Should we open the next bottle of wine?
Yes. There's another bottle?
Yes. I always buy two.
Let me...
I always buy two.
Oh my God. I was like, let me finish this glass. It's empty, Missy.
I asked you if you wanted more. You know, I was laughing because give me the far shot of where they're standing right now, it's this like little outside patio thing. But it looks like you guys, did you guys see that $7,000 shed that Amazon is selling? That's what it looks like.
Well, it already sold out, and Jeff yelled at me for taking too long to spend $8,000 on a 400-square-foot house.
But you could have lived in my backyard.
I told him, I go, $8,000 is like a down payment on a townhouse. He goes, not in my backyard. I'm like, oh, I got...
You're still standing on the it's my backyard thing. I love the sound of wine pouring. There's a couple of sounds in this world that are just always happy sounds. One is wine pouring. The other one is champagne cork popping.
I'll be the cheesy not mom.
And I'll be the drunkest.
Oh my God, you guys that are listening. So the Sands house bought the Facebook thing. What's it called?
Portal.
The portal. And the kids...
It was my Mother's Day gift.
Yeah. It was Vanessa's Mother's Day gift. And on Mother's Day, I get a... Vanessa never FaceTimes me, ever. And she did. And I'm like, what's going on? And then I turn it on and I just see Ollie and Sophie. And they're like, hi, Titi. I'm like, hi. And they're like, we're wearing our Christmas pajamas. And I'm like, cool. And like after a couple of minutes, I go, okay, I'm going to go now. And Ollie goes, okay, happy Mother's Day. And Sophie goes, she's not a mom. She's a Titi. And I'm like, yes, you're right. Bye. It was fantastic.
Christy would never throw the itinerary out the window.
I would, actually. I understand this breakdown. It's a thing. It happens. Like, fuck everything.
It's the rubber band snapped, and I can't take it anymore.
Lady, why, bro? Just because I told the Mother's Day thing doesn't mean I'm sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just too much day togetherness of drinking. Yep. When you've got a lot of shit in the background.
Oh, look, Game of
Thrones. The Starbucks. The. I wonder if they knew.
Nah.
I love her so much. She's so ridiculous. This girl, she's been in a couple things. Snapchat's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Snapchat is stupid.
It's only good for freaking filters.
Yep.
It's the only reason.
Especially those new boy-girl filters.
Yeah.
Those are great.
I look like the bro from, like, every club in Miami.
Mm-hmm. I look like my bro. That's not okay.
But it makes sense.
I mean, it does. Her blue lipstick is stupid.
Most ridiculous.
A postmodern psychodrama. But, like, she was, but, like, this is ridiculous.
But not for the douchey reasons you're saying.
And not for freaking this in general. This is ridiculous.
It's so contextual, but at the same time, wholly independent. Did you do that consciously?
You know what? I did. It's really a latera d'amore to the nanny, but more importantly, it's a reaction to all of our experiences surrounding.
Uh-huh. Sure, Jan.
Am I supposed to feel scared? Yes, I am so glad you got that vibe.
Also offended.
Yeah, very. Thank you.
Have you considered doing any other sitcom art? Like, is Elf an option?
That's a good question. I think I'm focusing more on women right now because I don't know. I feel like time is up on Elf, right?
I have a question. Do any of you watch TV? Like, is TV still a thing? Like, do you watch those judging competition shows? I've only seen TV in the movies.
Only seen TV in the movies.
Adrian, confirming I was correct. Streaming V period broadcast. Shit, I don't have a signal. I better go outside. Yeah, my oldest kid is 15 and on the verge of becoming this. I just want to know, how do I stop her from becoming an asshole?
I'm about to take umbrage. I want to punch that bitch in the face.
I just love how she's like, how do I stop him from being an asshole?
Also, that is a goal. Like, how does your kid not become an asshole?
I'm choosing to not have any.
Good. That is a good plan. If you don't have any, they can't cut their own hair.
I talk so much shit about not being a mom. Watch me get pregnant next year.
God, I call godmother.
You can't just call godfather.
You're in the room when you call it, and that's the rules of shotgun. I can hear that.
Sorry. I was trying to stop it and then it started.
Fascinating. Mind blown.
Jesus. That is so ridiculous.
A little bit. And she missed it.
But that's where I would want to be. I'd go find the bar.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't want to enjoy art and then a rant
from is one there of your free friends? Wine?
Yeah, you're I not, only want to look at the art if there's wine and cheese. And
you crackers. Guys aren't that big lushes that you wouldn't want to sit through an art show.
No, yeah. I like art shows, but it's nice wine. When
you woke up blue, he's mad.
Don't give a fuck. But wake up.
Wine.
Bitch.
And cheese, or at least wine.
Wine and charcuterie.
Girl, that thing needs some...
Yeah, I think you need a little bit of WD-40 on that.
Oh, I was going to call it UB-40, but that's fine.
Who sings a song called Red, Red Wine?
Red, red.
Full circle moment.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Mama's and Willow.
They can't see your spirit fingers.
But you can. I did it for you. I did it for you.
Either this mirror is very small or my head is very
big. Your big is very head?
My big is very head. My big is very head.
Love that.
I want my fucking teeth to glitter after that shit.
Oh my God. I literally heard, I want my teats to
glitter. I mean, I have glitter that we can make that happen.
Vanessa can do it. She bought $40 worth of fucking glitter.
I don't want glitter titties.
I do.
I used to all the time. Cool. That was like put staple. Them on for
shake your tits.
No, that was like staple. Like
yeah, you get the rollerball with the glitter. You put it like in your that cleavage. Was, like, staple. Like,
we or had the little... or you could just stay home and read.
You could also sparkle while you
that
read.
That was 2000.
That's what Twilight's about.
See, 2000s glitter. Dave. 2000s Christy was all about glitter boobs.
2000s Vanessa was too, but she was.
You bought the no. You bought school. The specific like no. You bought the lotion from like. Either was
Bath and Body Works.
Body Works that was like glitter lotion.
Everything had glitter. You would go to Bath and Body Works, you'd buy the body splash had glitter, and you'd use it like 3 times, and it would clog because the glitter would get stuck, and then you couldn't use it anymore.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But and then I would have like the little eyeshadow
you?
Palette.
Are we boring you?
Yeah.
No.
Like the eyeshadow palette with our little brush and like do your mm-hmm, cleavage. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. All the shimmer. Woo! You just unplugged yourself, Missy.
See what happens when you're on?
I'm back.
Welcome. Welcome to Mama's Merlot.
My leg disconnected myself.
And this bitch makes this bitch pay $600 for mm-hmm. a piece of fucking...
Well, I'm more angry that she swiped her card. Like, just say no.
Yeah, she could be like, $600. Well, but
that's her thing. Like, and eventually, yeah. Like, she said that she tipped the fuck... Later on, like, she tipped the freaking...
The tarot card.
The tarot reader. Like, who gave them horrible information.
Well, but it's the luck of the draw.
Oh, my lawn guy's coming tomorrow.
Oh, good. Hopefully that means he's coming here, too, because my grass looks like a jungle out there.
Which means I got to wake up and actually, like, move shit in the backyard so he doesn't, like,
oh my God, I scared the fuck out of him last week, the last time he was at the house, because Nathan has these like toys that we get at Publix that are different types of like reptiles. They're turtles and lizards and stuff like that, but they're like rubbery. And he has a snake one. And I get a message from, I get a text message from Alex as he's doing the, cutting the grass. And he goes, hey, Nathan, does Nathan have a fake lizard toy? And I go, yeah. Why? He goes, that shit just scared the hell out of me right now. He was like, he's like, I thought you had a snake in your backyard. And I almost ran over it with the freaking lawnmower.
Can I just say something?
Can I just say something? That phrase always reminds me of the episode of the Doppelgangers for Parks and Rec, where
Tinifer, yeah, because Jennifer Tiffany, so it's
Tinifer and April. April are hanging out, and they're like, can I just say something? You should totally stay at my house in Miami.
Oh my God, can I just say something? Like, yes.
I think can I say something is not as bad as, let me be honest.
Can I offer you some feedback?
Feedback.
See, I just don't have harmonizing.
It's fine. We don't need it. I want this house.
That looks like something they would sell. They would fucking make inmates eat.
It looks like the fake vomit they use in movies.
Look, and why is it so obnoxiously big? It's like five that's of how them. You cook,
and also, fire. Why is it taking so long? No, that's the size.
Because he's doing it wrong.
Because I know the guys that show up at your house and you can hire them, and Bahia's done in an hour and a half.
Yeah, but it is a thing that big.
That is a thing, and it does start off like that, but it does not. If you were to cook it for like 2 days,
yeah,
something would be wrong.
If you're cooking it for 2 days, it's dry as fuck and burnt to a crisp.
If you're eating it, you're white also doing Bahia, it wrong.
White people, Bahia.
Bahia's good.
Sucks.
No, it's no. Disgusting.
It's the equivalent of arroz imperial. Get out of here.
Oh, I like arroz imperial. It's delicious
as well. So is arroz con pollo.
I hate it. That,
like, my mom makes a bomb arroz con pollo.
Oh, arroz con pollo, yeah, but I don't like
that. That's what Paella is. It's arroz con pollo, but with seafood.
No. Right. I don't know.
No, Paella is Paella.
But, like, the same concept. It's,
I guess.
Yeah, but one has chicken and one has
seafood. Well, that's what she just said. It's like arroz con pollo, but with seafood.
Like, what's your umbrage? Is it?
Oh my God, no! The first time I had paella, my mom was like, "Oh, you can just pick out the stuff you don't like and eat the rice." I got a fucking like squid tentacle, and I could clearly see like all the little suckers. I'm like, "No, this is not." Well, for
I think that depends. And you can actually order like those guys that come and make it. You can order.
Yeah, you can get chicken different and rice.
Ones. Yeah, because there's the one that, and I think it's called paella gallego. Which is the one with chicken and sausages and stuff like that.
I don't understand how she hurt her back.
I don't understand how. Like, okay, let's.
She was trying to open the door.
I don't understand how she hurt herself. But
it's happened to you.
This situation, not that bad, but it's been one of those days that it's like. Well, Jeff swears that like he still fucks up. Me and Jeff almost didn't start dating because he pulled his neck.
What?
Mm-hmm. Do you see why we make fun of Chrissy for being?
Wait. Devin.
Get it,
Devin. Whatever, Devin. Any chance you want to have sex? I love the long pause.
Yeah, it's like the longest pause. Blink.
Oh, yes. Alex says that he'll be here first thing tomorrow morning as well.
Did you ask him?
No, he goes, I'm sorry I woke you up. I'm like, no, it's okay. I'm awake. I'm actually at Neri's. And he goes, oh, I'll be there first thing tomorrow. You can let them know.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Alex. Still paused.
I think it was an actual 60-second pause.
I like that they finished and she put her sleep apnea machine on. She's like, fuck it.
Yeah, I would have too. But like, listen, I want to survive the evening. Thank you.
Devin, get the fuck out.
I like that. I'm done with you. Fuera. Dream. That's
Sacule. The dream. I mean, the fact that she knows his name is too much.
Feedback. This is like an episode of Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm. Or Grace and Frankie.
But it's good. No, Grace and Frankie's good.
Sex no, but this City literally happened to Miranda.
I know.
And it also happened to Grace and Frankie.
And it was funnier on Grace and Frankie.
Okay. Now, I'm going to need you
to help to you get not
insult Sex and the City because I don't insult Friends. So I'm going to need you.
I'm not insulting
you. You just said it's better. Leave it alone.
I'm just giving my opinion. I'm saying that Grace and Frankie, when it happened on Grace and Frankie, it was funnier than when it happened on Sex and the City.
No, because it was supposed to be funny on Sex and the City. It was fucking traumatizing as fuck to Miranda that Aiden had to come help her.
They got intimately acquainted that day.
Like, your friend can't come bail you out.
I would literally lay there until I shriveled up in a raisin and died before I opened the door for Neri, Jeff, or Dave to help me up. Because I'm
well, she didn't open the door for nobody.
Yeah, she didn't. He let himself in.
No. No consent. No consent. Leave me here. I'm fine.
Your friend doesn't make it, but her full boyfriend does. Be like, fuck that.
No.
But that close. But it's Aiden.
So?
Yeah, but... You know, still no, should not be like.
But he had permission, though. That was allowed.
No, granted, but he should not be
I'm
the one to
if,
do it.
Even
Brian is a world class ding dong. She realized her husband's an asshole.
That happens.
And I love that she, like, communed with raccoons. Hey, what's going on in here? Brian sucks. You guys like Neri? You can be honest.
No, Neri's an asshole.
No, he's not. He's a Neri.
He's a Neri.
Uh-huh. He can't what do you be think Neri is like synonymous with?
He can't be a verb.
A specific type. A specific type of charm.
Granted, the name AKA. Neri. The name Neri could like technically people. There is people in this world that probably do not know what that it is a name and could be
that happened to him being a verb. When his friends
Neri.
They all went to Disney and they all had like nicknames on their t-shirts and his just said Neri because he didn't have a nickname and he heard a group of girls behind him. They're like, what's a Neri? But why Moomoo's? Why? It's like the only thing but I can't get on board with.
It's
with
a
this
really
movie.
Cute little like. It may be because it is black, red, and white.
Oh my god, my little cousin's daughter's walking.
Oh man,
she's so chunky and delicious.
Why are you giving me baby fever, bro?
Because if it keeps you here, I'm gonna do it.
The fucking paella. I'm sorry if you're cooking a paella for over 12 hours. There's a fucking big issue. Can I tell you that I am bothered by this thing? It is a senior's van.
Yeah, there's no wheelchair
and there's
ramp.
No wheelchair ramp.
I thought the same thing.
I was like,
and then I would like to know how they got her on the van. I mean, there has to be a ramp.
Like,
there has to be a ramp
because it's a senior's. Oh yeah, this is what Missy wants for her birthday.
Song, just a pizza brunch.
No. You're gonna get the song too.
No, please, God, no. I canceled it.
Can I do the League of Their Own song?
I take it back. I take it all back. No songs, just pizza and brunch.
We're the members of the All American League. I can do that one too.
No.
We come from cities.
Nope.
Near or far.
There's wine in here still.
I have the tablecloth. We can make this happen.
We should totally make it happen.
I have the tablecloth. I did it for my. I
for give what them, occasion?
For your birthday. For your birthday. You just asked for it.
That's a long time from today.
Okay, Missy's half birthday.
When's your half birthday?
September.
I'm like, do the math.
3 plus 6 is 9. September.
Maybe we could do a combo of Neri's birthday, Missy's half birthday.
No, I don't want to steal his thunder.
No.
I love the faces Maya Rudolph makes when she's dancing.
I really, let me tell you, it is amazing to me how amazing those two women are.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are just so funny, like scene stealers.
Yeah.
For sure. Not being like.
These two?
Yes. For not being like, I guess, mainstream actresses, because like, really, they're not as conocidas. No, and if you look it up in this, writing, producing is their main credits. Like, they have like little roles here and there. Like, they probably do roles as favors.
For sure.
I think that would be me, because I want to be invited, but I don't want to go.
You have like crippling FOMO.
I do, but I don't want to leave my house. I like my house.
She has like crippling FOMO.
I do. I want to be everywhere. I want
to
be
Joe Bros concert just so that she could go. Not because
I still want to go. I like them now. I didn't like them back then. I like them now. They're cute now. It's appropriate
but you,
now.
When you, we were talking about the tickets, you're like, I want to go because FOMO. And I was like, I don't have that.
That is an appropriate response.
Invite me, don't invite me, whatever.
I really want those shirts.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say something?
Why are you gasping?
Because I just came up with the cosplay for SuperCon Saturday.
Those
fucking shirts.
Yes.
I can't. I'm wearing a shirt from Ninja 3.
You can wear it on Friday. Oh, you can wear it on Friday or you can wear it on Sunday. This is for Saturday.
Why can't I wear this on Friday? Saturday's the day I wanted to wear my V8 Ninja 3 shirt.
Then you can wear it during the day and we wear these in the afternoon.
Yeah, for the panel.
Why are you wearing for the, I'm not part of the panel.
But you're coming.
But you're coming.
God damn it. What if I'm getting laid? Just kidding. I'll be there.
Then you'll be coming too.
You'll nice. Be coming in then a very different way.
From your
I was
mouth.
About to say that's never going to happen, but that's really mean.
But you said it anyway, so.
I didn't say it in the moment, so it doesn't count.
She said it with a, can I just say something?
Can I just say
you're
something?
You're never going to get laid.
That's not going to happen, so you're going to come to the panel.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's really because I'm being selfish because I want you to come to the panel. Because okay. I'm going to just look at you. Like, I'm like, hi, audience.
You know who could come? Jason Momoa. And you guys could say he's there.
Oh, my God. Really,
he's probably not.
He totally can. Be like, look at Jason Momoa. Look at, what's his name?
Is Suarez going this year?
The Levi guy.
Yeah, well, he's not in the right.
Zach doesn't matter.
Levi? Is Suarez going this year to SuperCon?
It should be.
He better fucking go. That's my BFF. Okay, by the way, this whole argument is happening, and the poor girl in the chair, nobody bothered to turn her around so she could face what was happening.
Can I just say something? At this angle, the Braveheart poster has some very suspicious splots, splashes of something, and I'm just curious.
It's probably yogurt.
I'm hoping it is.
That's probably yogurt.
So that's what we're going to go with.
I should have taken a picture of the yogurt that was on the floor underneath the couch because my kids moved the couch yesterday. That was really fun.
Okay. Christy's looking up t-shirts.
Because you think I'm joking.
Give me an XL, please. Or you know what? Give me a 2XL so when I wash it and it shrinks, it's fine.
I'm going to wear Maya Rudolph's outfit.
Oh, wait. This is like the best part of this fucking movie. Mm-hmm. I have to give full attention. This entire scene is just genius.
Yeah, or the lesbian's outfit. I'm cool with the lesbian's outfit.
I kind of want the tie.
I really want a cone from McDonald's. Fuck.
Well.
Someone tell me what's happening.
Old Rock's fake. It's happening. Lady Sunshine was for real. I bet if we looked her up on the internet, we'd find out that she's been dead for 50 years.
I love this movie.
This movie's amazing. Go, Val, go!
That's such a pants, I just realized that. Dirty what? Fucking face plant.
She has camel pants on.
Then maybe that should be your outfit with the jean vest.
Why don't we dress like these girls, but like after they roll down the hill?
Yes. I'm totally down for that.
I mean, we're going to day drink. I think it's possible.
We just go roll around outside.
I really do want the black tie, though.
Drink that wine, girl. How is she not falling? That would totally not be me because I fall for everything.
I think if I thought about rolling down a hill, I would just fall.
She's keeping that wine safe.
What did we say to Satan?
Not today. You know there's not today caps for like $5 on a website. God bless you, Balooey. I congratulate you for not laying down like a little hoe. I like that. I like that about you.
He looked at me like, what the fuck is this bitch talking about?
I feed you, bitch.
I really feel I'm a little bit of the curly haired one, though. There's wine down here.
I'm coming. Nah, I'm a sucker for some good physical comedy.
Oh my God.
That means they really did like roll themselves down a hill.
I like that she fixed her back.
That's what she said. There's wine down here.
Why do I kind of want to roll down a hill?
Because that's awesome.
I can totally make these shirts on my Cricut.
I'm going to take it home because it's still here.
Well, if you're not going to use it, I'll take it home. If you're not using it.
I'll pack it up and I'll give it to you. It's all like set up in my room.
No, at one point, I'll pack it up to me.
Yeah. Those shirts are great.
I'm doing this. Whether we wear them or not, I think.
I'll do it with you. Steph has to watch the movie and then she'll.
I
don't think she's watched it yet.
I feel she has.
She's too busy.
I feel she watched it. I really feel she watched it.
She didn't.
I'm going to look through the receipts.
Oh, this is a Shazam moment.
Uh-huh.
I can't hear
you. What are you saying? You're like a mile away. I can't hear you. Go down that hill, girl. Go, girl. Yes. Swan dive off a hill. Good job. Good call.
Oh my God.
So glorious.
So good.
Okay, so the snake wasn't venomous. They retrieved it with some antibacterial cream, and you're all good.
I love this.
Mm-hmm.
So we almost died on that hill.
Fucking dickweed.
We're missing two people. There's only four of us.
Make one of the boys do it.
That is a good answer.
Oh man, this would be a fucking epic poster.
What poster?
Somebody tweeted a picture of the cast, the entire female cast of Endgame.
Oh yeah,
standing make together. A
great poster.
Please. Can you imagine looking at that when you're mad?
Take down one of these posters. Not mine, Nary's.
Oh, I was. Never mind.
Bye bye, Ace Ventura.
Why? She wants to take down the Ace Ventura poster.
For a picture of all of the females from Endgame. When they come out.
Who else? It's the one to go.
Yeah, right?
I mean, sure.
It doesn't match.
Like, if you have to pick one, it's the one to go.
Agreed.
I'm going to keep watching the movie. It's a trap. It's a trap.
No, like realistically speaking.
No, realistically speaking, the cartoon movie should come down.
Oh, girl.
Or you can switch this.
Okay, one. Fine. We'll take Beating the Beast down.
The shitty cartoon movie one. You could just move that one to next to the door. There's plenty of space.
There's too much stuff on the walls here. I can't tell you how many holes are behind each.
How many holes? Title of your sex tape?
Walked right into that one. I did. I did it to myself.
Yeah, that was pretty up there.
Title of your poopy sex tape.
1, 2, 4.
Yeah, I know. The poopy overdid it.
I love this. The slow-mo walk out of the urgent care.
That's how you guys should walk onto your panel.
Mm-hmm. So who's going to hold the wind machine?
I could do it. I can hold the Beyonce fan.
I love it.
I love this so
good. Are we going to get the aprons too?
Yes.
I love this. This pergola is perfect.
A hula what? What's it called?
Pergola. A pergola.
What's the difference between this and a gazebo?
I think they're the same.
A gazebo has a piquito, I think. And a pergola is flat.
Hello, Julie. Nice to see you.
It has a piquito.
It has a piquito.
A piquito.
Or maybe a gazebo has like a completely covered roof.
Yeah, it's like a structure.
Because the pergolas are like slats.
I'm still bitter that the Gilmore Girls gazebo was not out the day of the WB lot tour.
I'm bitter for you.
But for this you. Just means that we need to go back.
Guys, I'm drunk.
Huh?
I'm drunk.
I will find out when I get up. If I'm drunk or not.
Oh, I can feel it in my head.
I'm okay, but I had to pee.
I have to pee, which is why.
No, I laughed.
I want to do a lantern thing.
I laughed way too much. And
we should do it at StupidCon.
How could we do
okay,
that?
Okay, I have at questions. Questions. Watch. I have questions.
What?
Okay. Answer very important question to me.
What?
When?
Wait, it hasn't happened yet.
When did she fuck them?
Yes!
Maybe the night before, the first night.
But no, he got there that morning. They were there the night of the restaurant. He got there the next morning. Then they went on the day trip to the wine country. That night when they got back maybe is sometime when she had sex with him. And this is day two. This is 3 days.
Maybe they went to the bathroom.
Maybe.
Maybe it's movie magic.
Yeah. Maybe we're not supposed to think about it too
much. Oh. You know that after
or
this
maybe
movie,
after Leslie fell asleep. I keep calling her Leslie. Maybe after Amy Poehler's
character No, she was passed out on the floor with her back thrown out.
God, that's right. She was. When did
maybe
they
banged before and that's what agitated her back. And when she went to open maybe. The door.
Go you.
This is why she's the writer.
I for you. And there you go. Snaps the song. The perfect song for you. You. I would die for you.
I would catch your guitar.
I would catch your guitar. I would get highly maimed. I don't know. Do I have to die?
I don't want you guys to die for me, but like catch my guitar.
All right, guys.
Guitar tech. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it, guys.
That movie is amazing.
If you haven't seen it, please watch it.
Did you rate it? You did
yes,
rate
I did.
It.
If watching it with us was
too oh my god, watch too it much, with us.
Watch it. I think you should watch it and then watch it with us.
Yeah, watch it without our commentary.
And then, yeah, because it is just like it. Like, but you know what? That hill scene, I've cracked up
oh my
every
God, so
single
much.
Time. And I've seen this movie 3 times already.
So much.
Is
yeah.
this your fourth time or your third time?
This is my third time.
This is my third time, too.
Because I saw it by myself. I saw it with Jeff. And I saw it now with you guys.
The first time I saw it by myself, technically, I didn't see it by myself because Missy was watching it at the same time. We just weren't physically together.
Yeah, we watched it together via text.
Yes.
I was too lazy to drive over here.
No, I was watching it at work by my
I was Neri called me in the middle of me watching the movie, so I texted her. I was like, wait, Neri called me. So we paused the movie and I tell Neri, I'm like, babe, I gotta call you back because I'm watching a movie with Missy. And he goes, Missy's there? I'm like, no, she's at her house, but we're watching it.
We do that sometimes. It's really cute.
It's fun. Our thing.
Okay, well, I don't know what I'm doing in my account looking for stuff because I know we're not in the mood for another movie, but...
No, but if you go up to Burlesque, I'll watch that 17,000 times.
No.
Have you guys seen... There's this show on Netflix called She's Gotta Have It.
That's old.
Is it?
Well,
season 2 is coming out.
Yeah.
Season 2 is coming out next week, I think.
It sounds like a porno.
And I just binged season 1, and I really like it. Sounds like a porno. So, highly recommend.
There's,
Lady is crying. Does she need to go pee?
Oh, she wants water.
Oh. Do you want me to get her some?
No, since I'll do it. Drunk? Real quick, let's just...
do the business.
Yeah. So thank you, Missy, for hanging out with us and drinking with us and watching Wine Country.
We don't spend enough time together. This was really about...
Obvi.
We really don't.
If you want to follow Missy, you can follow her writing Instagram.
On
yeah,
missywrites.com, and on it's actually you have to spell out the .com, so it's missywrites .com on Instagram and
at missywrites .com.
And I'm also have a Facebook page, but I don't know how to work the Facebook page. So
just follow her Instagram and her actual blog. She's very talented. Right
thank you.
And then you
there's
can
ways with the words.
Yes. That's why she's the writer.
She has a waste of the words.
If you want, if you want to send us some,
do it. Oh, fuck. Don't be a quitter.
Hold on. Ooh,
that was so special. If you want to send us some of your words, you can email us at momandzmerlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT @gmail.com.
You ain't that drunk.
I can always do
she's
that.
She's Chinita. She's drunk as fuck.
Oh, mm-hmm. I can't keep my
eyes
open.
I'm kind of sad my BFF Neri's not here to take advantage of you.
It's fine.
I tried.
What was I saying? I don't even know anymore. You can email us. MomsandMerlo @gmail.com. It's the same on our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram. We have a Tumblr that I haven't used in a really long time.
Yeah, I haven't been on there in
but
forever.
It's there. It's there. We're there. So, yeah. So, you can check us out on the Geek
what
Bro
we think
Network.
About the wine?
Oh, thank you, Missy. You. This is why we keep you, bro. This is why we have you around. To
honestly,
remind us what
I
to
told
do.
You. I'm like,
I
like
enjoyed
this.
It. It got me drunk. It did its fucking job.
And it's not heavy. Never had an aftertaste. Didn't smell funky. Like
I don't know if it's because I'm on my third glass, but I think I taste it a lot more bitter now than I did at the beginning.
Possibly. But this wine, this time around, it didn't breathe as much as the first bottle did.
And now you know the point of the breathing.
I mean, I don't carry the way.
If you swirl it a little bit, it should open it up. to like enhance.
David, when did you get here?
Ouch. That.
I take it back. I don't mean it.
The moment. Matey, stay
so okay? The moment it. Does it have a piquito? The moment that the words left my mouth, I regretted it.
I'm just saying, piquito is a term.
It was.
We know piquito is a term, but it's definitely a Lela term.
To say, fine, yeah. But it's so term. And I'm not hating on her. I'm just saying that it's nice that you're she not, came by.
Thank you for hanging out, Lela. We appreciate you.
One time for Lela.
Pour one out for my homies that aren't here.
Lela is super stressed out. I just want you all to know. About? They're speaking about my mom. Because on Jeopardy... For the last, like...
Oh, the guy that's, like, winning?
Because
he's
not there because it's been, like, teacher week and, like, so it's all the tournaments. So the, like, super smart guy that, like, the gambler that's been there for, like, 20 days and won, like, over $1 million. And she wants him back.
Well, I'm pretty sure Jeopardy is happy he's not there because he's making a lot of money.
All right. He hasn't passed Ken Jennings yet.
Yeah, but at the speed he's going, he's gonna... Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for checking us out. You can find us on Geek Bro, Acast, iTunes, and
check out Spotify. Our other podcast.
Uh huh. Woo Bro, where Missy is. Geek More. Did he fart?
Yup. Gross. Bro.
Geek More.
Talking Shiver. Geek. Talking Geek.
Zeros and Heroes.
Morbid Curiosity.
Pero let me tell you.
What's good? Right? Shiver.
You said Shiver.
Did I?
Yeah,
let me tell you.
Comedy Fitness.
Listen, if you go to geekbros.net, they're all there.
FYI, we are not at our table
where I have my notes. I'm looking at movie posters.
Magic couch, and you know what? I'm proud because I've defeated the magic couch today.
Yeah, but you're like you're like slithering down.
I mean, if you leave me alone for 10 minutes, I'm sleeping over. But what I'm saying is, up till now, I've been fine.
You're welcome to sleep over.
I know. I like it here.
All right, ladies, we love your faces. And cheers. All right.
Cheers. Let's do that on the podcast.
She'll edit it out.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.